The legislature's Joint Finance Committee will still have plenty of cutting to do in order to balance their version of the state's spending plan. But last night, GOP committee co-chair Dean Coffert said medical assistance would be safe.
There are literally thousands of people in Wisconsin that just need a little help at times. And hopefully we can provide them that little bit of help, get them propped up, get them back on their feet. Hopefully they'll become productive, you know, members, continue to be productive members of society in this state.
In fact, Republicans actually proposed spending about $17 million more on Medicaid programs than Governor Jim Doyle. The chief difference is that they rejected several of Doyle's ideas on bringing in extra money. Hudson GOP Representative Kitty Rhodes took the lead on the Republican plan. She says Doyle's budget relied too heavily on using the state's credit card.
So we sat down and said, you know what, we're not going to do that. We're going to fund this. We're going to make the commitment to these people who are in our programs with real money.
Republicans had already tossed Doyle's idea to pay Medicaid bills with the fund set aside for malpractice insurance claims. They also scrapped his plan for $130 million in state borrowing. Last night, lawmakers unanimously rejected Doyle's proposed fee increases on nursing home beds, an item Republicans had billed as a bed tax. The entire panel also voted against higher fees for HMO insurance companies. Rhodes says that would have created a disincentive to care for Wisconsin's poor, elderly, and disabled.
The HMO industry would just say, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is too hard. I'm just not going to participate.
The committee voted to preserve the state's senior care drug buying program, even though its federal waiver is soon set to expire, and all members voted to raise copays for generic drugs from $1 to $3. The only real debate stemmed from an idea proposed shortly before midnight by New Berlin GOP Senator Mary Lozich. It would have directed any organization that receives state funding for family planning to promote foster care or adoption, instead of also informing participants about abortion.
It does not prohibit it. It is not forbidden to do that. And quite frankly, from my perspective, I would like to forbid that, but that is not what we're doing here.
Milwaukee Democrat Lena Taylor characterized it as a much broader change.
I think it stinks. I think it reeks. I think that it is a prohibition. I think if we're honest, we know that it is.
Taylor also worried the family planning measure would endanger federal funding. In the end, all Democrats and 8 Republicans voted it down. While Governor Jim Doyle praised the committee's action yesterday, he warned that members' decisions would mean drastic cuts elsewhere. Only 2 potential targets remain: the state's public education budget and its spending plan for transportation. Lawmakers could consider either or both of those areas today. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.